Donald Trump this week issued only the second veto of his presidency, stopping Congress from demanding an end to US involvement in the war in Yemen. It's a four-year war where billions of dollars in US arms bolster a Saudi-led coalition that's fighting Iranian-backed rebels. Tens of thousands have died, and now there are signs that an existing cholera epidemic is surging. Robert Arena is Oxfam Yemen's deputy country director in the capital, Sana'a.
We do have fears that we may face the worst cholera outbreak in Yemen this year. Now, over the last week, we've had more than 58,000 suspected cases and about 100 deaths. And just to put that in perspective, since April 2017, we've had 1.3 million suspected cases and more than 2,700 deaths. And for us, the fear comes from the fact that the rains are imminent, and we fear that with the floods that come along with the rains, this might accelerate the spread of the disease. And our concern is so much about the flooding and contamination of the water sources.
The World Health Organization has already described this as the worst cholera outbreak in the world. Do you agree with that assessment?
With the figures that we have, I have no doubt that it would be one of the worst, not the worst. For us, the concern is so much that because of the conflict, we are not able to access the communities. So we are not able to contain the cholera at its source. And number two, the basic services required to contain it, the health facilities, only 51% working. That means that about 50% of Yemenis lack those basic services that would help contain the cholera. So we see a potential for explosion, particularly when we have significant flooding. So for us, the fear is real, and we are very much concerned with that.
This week in the United States, Donald Trump vetoed Congress from trying to stop the US involvement in the war. Some have called that veto immoral. But would Yemenis be any better off if the US stopped playing a part? Is that the core cause of this problem as you see it?
Anything that can be done to contain the conflict would be welcome. We hope that the containment of arms into Yemen would be real, because we've seen what the arms are doing to the Yemeni communities. We've seen the destruction that is and suffering that is happening to the Yemeni people. And we'd call on the U.S. government to pull back on that particular veto.
And when you see young children, babies, mothers, families suffering from cholera, what is your response? I mean, given that this has now been going on for a number of years, how does that make you feel about the work that you're doing?
For sure, it's horrible watching children die from the disease, communities ravaged by the disease. And we hope that more support will be provided to contain it.
Robert Arena from Oxfam in Yemen.